news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right down in the 40s as we get started on this Tuesday morning. 47, heading for a high right up around 70 today. More details from Dr. Bill on the way, but right now we'll check traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still got that accident without injuries. I-165 northbound ramp at Bay Bridge Road. Beyond that, a good start. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, westbound lanes look good coming into the Eastern Shore. From Loxley all the way down towards the Bowman Beach Express, you've got state troopers working radar. Veteran-known Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. Now with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discounts on everything in the store. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years, the Drifters.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater.
On the roof.
Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
It's 7:08 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. This segment of the show brought to you by CSpire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take you on your biggest business technology challenges. So learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. 7:08, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin this morning in our state capitol as Alabama lawmakers are proposing to outlaw almost all abortions. Happening today, legislation will be introduced to make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. So if this is passed, this would be the most restrictive in our nation and would be expected to be challenged in court. This challenge, though, is happening in multiple states as lawmakers work to challenge Roe v. Wade. Kentucky and Mississippi have both approved abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which happens at about 6 weeks. Georgia's governor is considering a similar bill, and South Carolina lawmakers, they are also considering fetal heartbeat legislation. The body of the Gulf Shores woman missing for 5 days has been discovered. Authorities located her at the scene of an accident site in Baldwin County. The car belonging to 33-year-old Amanda LeBrec was found around 4 p.m. Monday at Baldwin County Road 9 and Highway 98 by the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. Authorities believe her vehicle, a white 2016 Kia Soul, was involved in a single vehicle crash. Authorities, though, have not yet released when that crash happened. The 33-year-old was from Gulf Shore. She went missing last Thursday after last being seen leaving South Baldwin Regional Medical Center in Foley. Her family said it was unusual for her not to communicate with family and friends. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency and the Baldwin County Coroner's Office are investigating this case at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An arrest has been made in an animal abuse case in Connecticut County. Many of you saw the disturbing video involving a horse on social media. 22-year-old Shaquille Tucker is charged with one count of aggravated animal abuse. That's a felony. Tucker was interviewed Monday and already posted bond. Sheriff Randy Brock says the horse seen in the video is okay. Investigators in northern Alabama are dealing with a murder-suicide. Earlier this week, deputies in Calhoun County found a 6-month-old girl and her grandfather shot on the side of the road. The young girl died. The man was rushed to the hospital. We do not have an update on his condition. Investigators say 23-year-old Trenton Gordon shot both of them and killed himself. 3 years in the making, the new 4-story Studer Family Children's Hospital opened in Pensacola on Monday. It's located at 1 Bubba Watson Drive and is part of the Sacred Heart campus on 9th Avenue. It offers a pediatric emergency room, a 72-bed neonatal intensive care unit, as well as a playroom for the children. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
South Alabama announces a major donor to the on-campus football stadium. John Calipari signs for life, and the Braves get their first win of the season. 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. One day after losing to Auburn 77-71 in the Elite Eight on Sunday, Kentucky Wildcats head coach John Calipari reportedly agreed to a lifetime contract extension with Kentucky. UCLA had reportedly offered Calipari a 6-year, $48 million deal, but the head coach confirmed that he will be staying with the Wildcats on his weekly radio show last night. Calipari's already the highest paid basketball coach in the country with a $9.2 million annual salary. According to ESPN, he receives a retention bonus of $2.6 million in each of the next 3 Julys. Calipari has a 305-71 record at Kentucky with 4 Final Four appearances and 1 national championship win in 2012. Former NBA player Jerry Stackhouse is reportedly in talks with Vanderbilt to become its next head basketball coach. Stackhouse is currently an assistant coach with the Memphis Grizzlies. He played 18 seasons in the NBA before retiring in 2013 and earned 2 All-Star appearances along the way. Vanderbilt fired head coach Bryce Drew in March after 3 seasons at Vanderbilt. Last night on Sports Night, Corey LeBounty and I talked with Auburn radio play-by-play man Rod Bramblett. He spoke about the great job that Bruce Pearl has done since taking over as head coach in 2014 and that he expects a contract extension offer following this season.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised that when the dust settles on this season that you see Bruce Pearl really get a commitment and make a commitment to Auburn for a long time. I would not be surprised with that at all.
Bramblett also broke down the upcoming Final Four matchup against Virginia on Saturday and that he expects Auburn to have a good chance to win if they can play their own game.
It's a fascinating matchup between two teams that want to play completely opposite of one another.
Auburn takes on Virginia on Saturday at 5:09 p.m. Pre-game show begins right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 4:30 p.m. Yesterday afternoon, University of South Alabama President Tony Waldrop and the Athletics Director Joel Erdman held a press conference to announce that Budweiser Busch Distributing has donated $1 million towards the new on-campus Hancock Whitney Football Stadium. In return, the south terrace of the stadium will now be called the Michelob Ultra Terrace.
I guess it will. I mean, that kind of money.
Yeah, that's what $1 million will get you. The terrace will feature several rows near field level with walk-up drink rails. The stadium is still under construction and is scheduled to be finished before the 2020 football season. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns traded defensive end Emmanuel Ogba to the Kansas City Chiefs for safety Eric Murray. Ogba was drafted by the Browns in the second round of the 2016 draft. He's had 12 and a half sacks in three seasons with the team. Murray appeared in 15 games with the Chiefs last season. He had an interception and 55 tackles. The Detroit Lions have reached an agreement on a one-year deal with former Rams running back C.J. Anderson. The 5'8", 225-pound Anderson has averaged more than 4 yards per carry in his career, and he had a career resurgence with the Rams at the end of last season with three 100-yard games. In the NCAA Women's Elite Eight last night, number one seed Baylor defeated number two seed Iowa 85-53, and number one seed Notre Dame beat number two seed Stanford 84-68. The Final Four is set for Friday night in Tampa, Florida. Number one seed Baylor will face number two seed Oregon, and number one seed Notre Dame will take on number two seed UConn. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves got their first win of the season, and it came in their home opener against the Chicago Cubs 8-0. Edgar Inciarte got it started from the jump with a leadoff home run.
Here it is. A high drive out into right. He took advantage of that new life, and it's 1-0 Braves.
Ronald Acuna Jr. added another home run in the sixth inning, and Ozzie Albies had a three-hit night with one RBI and scored two runs. In some other games, St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in extra innings. The Yankees got the win over Detroit 3-1. Tampa Bay crushed the Rockies 7-1. The Mets scored four runs in the ninth inning to top Miami 7-3. Houston beat Texas 2-1, and Oakland shut out Boston 7-0. In the NBA, Boston beat Miami 110-105. Indiana topped Detroit 111-102. Dallas beat Philadelphia 122-102. Portland got the win over Minnesota 132-122. And Milwaukee beat Brooklyn 131-121. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Your alma mater may be facing a new tax thanks to the tax law, which sets a 1.4% excise tax on investment returns earned by some private colleges. It affects schools with more than 500 tuition-paying students and at least $500,000 of endowment per student. There are about 30 schools that fit the bill, including Harvard, Duke, Princeton, Stanford, and Notre Dame. College administrators have said the tax may hurt efforts to provide generous financial aid. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
At CDW, we get that you need a network that keeps your business moving forward.
Us for not. Backwards everything, do we?
Either way, CDW has experts who can design and implement a secure, innovative network built on Cisco DNA that learns and adapts to your needs to keep your business moving forward.
Idea good as that.
IT orchestration by CDW. It get who people. I mean, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Cisco.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got an accident off I-165 northbound ramp off of Bay Bridge. Again, it's off to the side of the road. Shouldn't be affecting too much traffic as Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin and 65 all picking up. And it got the heavier traffic starting to develop westbound I-10 from the eastern shore heading over towards the tunnels. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them online at Pitts & Sons Towing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and take an update on our work week forecast and a look forward to the weekend. I can say some rain in the mix, but it'll tell you exactly when. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You've had the, maybe, I'm not going to try to call you. Okay, I'm calling you out. You made the New Year's resolution to say in 2019 you're going to get organized around the house or the shop or the office. Well, the first step to doing that is getting rid of the stuff you don't need to organize because it's junk. It's stuff you don't use, stuff you don't need, stuff you don't want. That's where Trainus Crew comes in quite handy. Mobile County, Baldwin County, commercial property, residential property, storage units, wherever you've got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So go online, make that appointment, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call to get the junk gone. Call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An untimely death of an Alabama lawmaker leads to the governor calling a special election. Last week, Representative Dimitri Palizos died of a heart attack. The restaurant owner represented the Montgomery District since 2013. Governor Kay Ivey has called that special election for District 74 in the Alabama House of Representatives to fill the now vacant seat. The primary is June 11th, and the runoff, if necessary, would be August 27th. Under that schedule, the general election would then be November 12th. Now, if a primary is not necessary, the general election will be August 27th. If there is a primary but no runoff is necessary, the general election will once again be August 27th. Now, mark your calendars because candidates have until April 9th at 5 p.m. qualify with the Republican or Democratic parties. The deadline for independent or minor party candidates to qualify, that's June 11th at 5 p.m. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a meteor? Yeah, so says the National Weather Service. That bright flash across the Florida night sky over the weekend was likely a falling meteor. People in southern Georgia and even northern Florida reported seeing a flash shortly before midnight on Saturday. The National Weather Service in Charleston confirmed a mapping tool, quote, detected the release light from the suspected fireball over a spot about 35 miles east of Tallahassee just before midnight. Now, retrieved data shows the meteor briefly blinks as a purple dot. No word yet as to where that meteor landed, but it's interesting to note sightings were also reported across the southeast early Friday. The American Meteor Society says that more than 150 reports were recorded in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Our very own Dr. Bill, our meteorologist here at FM Talk 106.5, I'm sure he'll give us more insight on what happened over the weekend and what you can expect weather-wise today, tomorrow, and into the upcoming weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:25, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton. Also, we got Dr. Bill joining us here shortly, and Kane with traffic. By the way, these lists come out all the time. And I'll read the list because you'll hear it somewhere else, and I don't want you to think that I wasn't giving you the list. But I will tell you, before you hear this list, go and look at the methodology. When polls come out, whether they're presidential polls or the top 10 cutest puppy names, mm-hmm. whatever it is, look at the methodology on polls. Now, I'm not telling you what to decide or take from it. I'm just trying to help you discern through the fire hose-like torrent of information that comes your way every day. You hear things, and if you pay some attention, go through and check them. So WalletHub, their job is making list out there online. WalletHub has released its annual rankings of the most and least stressed out states in America.
Okay.
They look at 40 different factors like health stats, job security, credit scores, divorce rates, and how many hours people have to work to make a living. So their list is out again, and yes, it's not good for the SEC. Louisiana, the most stressed out state again, but the rankings have shifted a little bit from last year. 10 states with the most stress are, as listed, from 1 on down: Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Kentucky, then West Virginia, then New Mexico, then Sweet Home Alabama, then Nevada, then Alaska, then Oklahoma.
So we're number 7 on the list, right?
That's right, which is, I think we've been higher before. That's good. We're moving away from even though I tell you right now, the methodology, if you look at this, if you go through WalletHub and you go to the link, I'll put it up on the Twitter feed, you'll see this. The methodology is it works for like a northeastern state, mm-hmm. more than it does just the questions they ask. I mean, because what it takes, income level here to live a lifestyle is a lot more to live that same lifestyle if you're in New York. So they'll say, oh, well, it's a lower, median income level. But is the lifestyle any different?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? And who made WalletHub the authority here?
Right. But every time they've been on with us over the years, I end up arguing with them.
So,
So also they said Minnesota is the least stressed out of state again, followed by Minnesota, Utah, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, New Hampshire, Wisconsin. All those are cold states.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii, the only one that's not. And how you could be stressed in Hawaii, I don't know. and Montana. So those are the least stressed states.
But I think the colder weather states, don't the people there have higher rates of depression just because it's so snowy and dark all the time?
So Alaskans have the longest. The Alaskans were on the stressed out state mm-hmm. list. They say Alaskans have the longest work week. People in South Dakota get the most sleep, and Minnesota is the healthiest state overall, and Arizona has the best job security out there. Iowans enjoy the most affordable housing. Nevada has the highest divorce rate. Well, duh. And Maine has the lowest crime rate per capita.
I wonder how that list stacks up with the alcohol consumption rates by states.
I would say Wisconsin, pretty darn high. Alaska, pretty darn high. Montana, pretty darn high. North Dakota, South Dakota, pretty darn high. Utah, they just don't report it.
That's right.
just joking, Utah. Just joking. 7:28. Dr. Bill joins us coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State troopers say it'll be some time before the victims in a fiery crash on Interstate 10 are identified. A driver trying to get away from sheriff's deputies caused a deadly fiery crash on the interstate near the Beach Express Monday afternoon.
I had to swerve off the road.
Four people died in the crash, including the suspect and two passengers in his car. The fourth victim was an innocent driver who was hit head-on when the suspect crossed the interstate driving east in the westbound lanes. A man accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in downtown Pensacola will be in court this week. Jury selection was Monday in Corey Hill's trial. Pensacola police say Hill was seen on surveillance video carrying the unconscious victim to his car. The police report says the victim passed out on a sidewalk when her friend left to go get his car. Hill allegedly grabbed her and sped off. Hill claims the sex was consensual. Mobile's Public Safety Committee will be discussing a recent spate of shootings across the city. Just last night, shots were heard near Sage Park. The weekend of March 16th alone, Mobile police say officers investigated at least five shootings with injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
They'll get rid of it with no plan in place. They still don't have a plan.
Virginia's Democratic Senator Tim Kaine reacting to President Trump's comments that Republicans are working on a new health care plan but won't introduce it until after the 2020 election. Allegations that dozens of White House officials received security clearances in spite of disqualifying issues has led Congressman Elijah Cummings' House Oversight Committee to investigate.
Cummings telling reporters that he plans to subpoena the White House's former Personnel Security Director Carl Klein as part of his probe into the security clearance process.
There's Joe Johns. L.A. police have named a suspect in connection with the killing of rapper Nipsey Hussle.
No word yet from the LAPD on a possible motive here, but we know that just a half hour before Nipsey Hussle was shot, he tweeted this: having strong enemies is a blessing.
Correspondent Nick Watt. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. Boeing says it plans to submit a proposed software enhancement package for the grounded 737 MAX in the coming weeks, after the company had previously said it planned to deliver the fix for government approval by last week. Boeing says it's taking a thorough and methodical approach to the development and testing of the update to ensure it gets it right. More than 300 Boeing 737 MAX jets have been grounded worldwide after two crashes killed nearly 350 people. If you use Gmail, you can now schedule when you send emails, choose from suggested subject lines, and even get some tips for drafting messages in Spanish. Google's celebrating its 15th anniversary by rolling out some new features designed to get its 1.5 billion users to email smarter by spending less time composing messages. Crude oil up 44 cents at $62.04 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another cool start this morning. I like that. 40s to start, but a little warmer than yesterday morning.
Yeah, we've got some nice weather for today and tomorrow. These pleasant afternoon temperatures and sort of cool at night. But we get into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got rain in the forecast, and we'll see more humidity and warmer temperatures. But for today, sunny skies, about 72 for this afternoon. Tonight, we'll get back into the 40s again, about 48 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, and about 72 to 73 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, a storm system will be coming out of the Great Plains, and a cold front will sweep across Texas, Louisiana, and move into Mississippi. And so on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with a good chance for showers, especially in the afternoon, and the high on Thursday about 75 degrees. Thursday night, we'll see numerous showers, possibly a few thunderstorms as the cold front gets closer and closer. Looks like the front will come through early Friday morning. Very good chance then for shower activity, possibly a few thunderstorms, starting Thursday afternoon and on through Thursday night and into Friday morning. Then on Friday, I don't expect any kind of clearing. It looks like it'll be mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, high in the upper 70s. That front will stall along the coast, and that's going to keep showers in the forecast over the weekend. So for Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, with high temperatures getting up near 80 degrees.
All right, so enjoy this dry weather for another day or so here, and then any severe weather associated with that rain?
And it doesn't look like it now. We will see a few thunderstorms are possible, especially Thursday night into early Friday, and we'll have a better look at that certainly tomorrow. But that's going to be a best time period for some rainfall. After that, over the weekend, just some scattered showers, and as I mentioned, temperatures getting up near 80.
All right, and thinking about the central and northern parts of our state, even though it does happen down here in the southern part of the state, but the danger from tornadoes, as you look at times of the year, we're kind of on our tail end, right, and we're the start of the Great Plains season.
Yeah, and it also looks like as far as upstate, I don't think there'd be any kind of a tornado outbreak. We're not looking for tornadoes. They may experience a few thunderstorms, but I don't expect any major activity as far as severe weather is concerned.
It seems like, though, in watching, over the next month and a half, our reports or incidences come way down here in the south, and it seems then we hear about Texas and Oklahoma and all that.
Yeah, this is getting into now the tornado season that we think of out in the Great Plains. It starts this time of the year, and it builds all the way up to a peak in the month of May. But of course, here we can see tornadoes are possible throughout the year. It looks like our best chance is spring and then in the late fall. But summertime, as far as tornadoes are concerned, it's quiet here in our region. But we do have, of course, those daily afternoon thunderstorms.
That's for sure. And then we're waiting around watching the tropics through your eyes for hurricane
that's
season.
That's another problem, yeah.
And that starts, hurricane season starts when?
Not far off, June 1st. And there have been, on occasion, a few tropical systems that have formed in the month of May. But the hurricane season generally June 1st to November the 30th.
Good stuff, Dr. Bill. We'll keep updated on that through your study, and we'll talk about this more before we get officially to the hurricane season. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check you right in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there at Highway 90 and LaRue Striner Road. Also, Eliza Jordan Road North and Tanner Williams have got another accident right in the middle of the roadway. Not bad across the Bayway. Looks good from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford with no other accidents in the roadways. Mark your calendars for the Red versus Blue South Alabama football spring game. It's coming up Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m. at Land People Stadium. The spring game is free and open to the public. For more information, call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Marquise Forge, CEO of 1186 Water from Autauga County, Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
According to Marquise Forge, Autauga is a Native American term for good water. And Marquise is capturing this artesian water from the earth below his plant and bottling it in Autaugaville, Alabama. This new business, barely a year old, has given his depressed community some much-needed pride and hope. And the marketplace is loving this exceptional product. First, the water is very good. But when you hear his story, you, like me, may never buy another brand of bottled water again. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
History has been made! The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever, are going to the Final Four! The Tigers are headed to Minneapolis!
Bruce Pearl and his underdog Tigers upset Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky, and now have their bullseye on number one seed Virginia with a spot in the national championship on the line. Hear the Final Four call from Rod Bramblett and Sonny Smith Saturday at 5 p.m. on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
And of course, you can go back and check out the podcast, the full interview with Dalton and Corey and Rod Bramblett last night on Sports Night. Just go to the podcast tab on the front page of FM Talk 106.5 and get it right there. Now, speaking of getting it, let's get some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from our nation's capital. As an amendment to a disaster relief bill authored by Senator Richard Shelby does not pass a procedural vote on Monday. Now, if the bill had enough votes, that funding would have gone toward aiding recovery from last month's Lee County tornadoes. Senator Shelby says that that measure should have gone through. It should have provided funding for disasters which occurred this year and is the only legislation that could gain President Trump's signature. The Senator's bill provides $13.45 billion in disaster relief overall, while the House bill allocates $14.2 billion. The measure fell 16 votes shy of the 60-vote threshold. It fell 44 to 49. The House version also failed a procedural vote in the Senate by a vote of 46 to 49. Even though Lee County didn't get those votes, the Lee County EMA is asking volunteers to please step forward for Beauregard and Smith Station and requesting even more donations. An attorney for Alabama death row inmate Christopher Lee Price has filed an emergency motion challenging the means of execution. The execution date is scheduled April the 11th. The motion filed last Friday in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Alabama argues that the state's lethal injection protocol violates the Eighth Amendment because it carries risk of causing severe pain. And it argues that the state's refusal to use a new nitrogen hypoxia method in this case denies Price the equal protection promised by the 14th Amendment. Last year, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill giving inmates the option to choose execution by nitrogen. His attorney is arguing that the Department of Corrections allows some inmates to choose nitrogen hypoxia in a manner that was completely arbitrary and that the state has, quote, created two classes of death row inmates. Price was convicted in the 1991 robbery and stabbing of Pastor Bill Lynn just 3 days before Christmas. He was convicted in 1993. Price has long been an opponent of the state's lethal injection Immigration Protocol, he has tried to block the move since as far back as 2014. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 744 FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by Grove Collaborative. Grove makes healthier home products accessible and affordable. Over 500,000 families shopping right now at grove.co for non-toxic dish soap and plant-based skin care. Hey, we've got our order about a couple weeks ago from Grove, and we ordered the mop wood floor cleaner, the eucalyptus mint shower spray, the spearmint antibacterial bathroom cleaner, also the Mrs. Meyer's spring multi-surface spray, which, a side note, cleans granite. We have that granite in the kitchen that cleans it, because, like, if you don't get the right stuff, it leaves a haze on the granite. This stuff is great. And the nice thing about it is the products from Grove are healthier for you and the planet, and they work. You know, you can get somebody say, oh, this is a healthy, no-chemical cleaner. If it doesn't clean, it's not worth doing. Well, Grove delivers those natural brands that work, that you love, like Mrs. Meyer's, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees, and Grove, straight to your doorstep. And right now, you can try Grove with an exclusive spring offer. You need to do this before it runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. An incredible deal, tons of free stuff, but you got to check it out. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/mobile. That's grove.co, not .com, .co/mobile. All right, 745, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, Quentin Hillier in the 8 o'clock hour, plus turning up your voice at 343-0106. We'll check in with Dalton for sports next.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. Over the first two weekends in April, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the USA Volleyball Gulf Coast Region Championships held at both the Mobile Civic and Convention Centers. With over 100 teams competing, regional qualifiers can advance to the Junior National Championships. For more info, visit gulfcoastvolleyball.org. Go all out. We do.
The Jazz Studio, a program of the Mobile Big Band Society, will present the fourth annual musical tribute showcasing students of the Jazz Studio under the direction of Hosea London, Sunday, April 7th, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government Downtown. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults, $5 for children under 13. Learn more at thejazzstudio.org. If you love jazz, don't miss it. Sunday, April 7th, 3 to 5 p.m.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An arrest has been made in an animal abuse case in Connecticut County. Many of you saw the disturbing video involving a horse on social media. 22-year-old Shaquille Tucker is charged with one count of aggravated animal abuse. That's a felony. Tucker was interviewed Monday and already posted bond. Sheriff Randy Brock says the horse seen in the video is okay. Investigators in northern Alabama are dealing with a murder-suicide. Earlier this week, deputies in Calhoun County found a 6-month-old girl and her grandfather shot on the side of the road. The young girl died. The man was rushed to the hospital. We do not have an update on his condition. Investigators say 23-year-old Trenton Gordon shot both of them and killed himself. 3 years in the making, the new 4-story Studer Family Children's Hospital opened in Pensacola on Monday. It's located at 1 Bubba Watson Drive and is part of the Sacred Heart campus on 9th Avenue. It offers a pediatric emergency room, a 72-bed neonatal intensive care unit, as well as a playroom for the children. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how do you get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
South Alabama announces a major donor to the on-campus football stadium. John Calipari signs for life, and the Braves get their first win of the season. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. One day after losing to Auburn 77-71 in the Elite Eight on Sunday, Kentucky Wildcats head coach John Calipari reportedly agreed to a lifetime contract extension with the Wildcats. UCLA had reportedly offered Calipari a 6-year, $48 million deal, but the head coach confirmed that he will be staying with Kentucky on his weekly radio show last night. Calipari is already the highest paid basketball coach in the country with a $9.2 million annual salary. According to ESPN, he receives a retention bonus of $2.6 million in each of the next 3 Julys. Calipari has a 305-71 record at Kentucky with 4 Final Four appearances and 1 national championship win back in 2012. Former NBA player Jerry Stackhouse is reportedly in talks with Vanderbilt to become its next head basketball coach. Stackhouse is currently an assistant coach with the Memphis Grizzlies. He played 18 seasons in the NBA before retiring in 2013 and earned 2 All-Star appearances along the way. Vanderbilt fired head coach Bryce Drew in March after 3 seasons with the Commodores. Last night on Sports Night, Corey LeBounty and I talked with Auburn radio play-by-play man Rod Bramlett. He spoke about the great job that Bruce Pearl has done since taking over as head coach in 2014 and that he expects a contract extension offer following this season.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised that when the dust settles on this season that you see Bruce Pearl really get a commitment and make a commitment to Auburn for a long time. I would not be surprised at that at all.
Bramlett also broke down the upcoming Final Four matchup against Virginia on Saturday and that he expects Auburn to have a good chance to win if they can play their own game.
It's a fascinating matchup between two teams that want to play completely opposite of one another.
Auburn takes on Virginia on Saturday at 5:09 p.m. That pregame show will begin right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 4:30, followed by the game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Yesterday afternoon, University of South Alabama President Tony Waldrop and the Athletics Director Joel Erdman held a press conference to announce that Budweiser Busch Distributing has donated $1 million towards the new on-campus Hancock Whitney football stadium. In return, the south terrace of the stadium will now be called the Michelob Ultra Terrace. That terrace will feature several rows near field level with walk-up drink rails. The stadium's still under construction. It's scheduled to be finished before the 2020 football season. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns traded defensive end Emmanuel Ogba to the Kansas City Chiefs for safety Eric Murray. Ogba was drafted by the Browns in the second round of the 2016 draft and has 12.5 sacks in 3 seasons with the team. Murray appeared in 15 games with the Chiefs last season. He had an interception and 55 tackles. The Detroit Lions have reached an agreement on a 1-year deal with former Rams running back C.J. Anderson. The 5'8", 225-pound Anderson has averaged more than 4 yards per carry in his career and had a resurgence in his career with the Rams at the end of last season with 3 100-yard games. In the NCAA Women's Elite Eight last night, number 1 seed Baylor defeated number 2 seed Iowa 85-53, and number 1 seed Notre Dame beat number 2 seed Stanford 84-68. The Final Four is set for Friday night in Tampa, Florida. Number 1 seed Baylor will face number 2 seed Oregon, and Notre Dame will take on number 2 seed UConn. And in the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves got their first win of the season, and it came in their home opener against the Chicago Cubs 8-0. Edgar Inciarte got it started from the jump with a leadoff home run.
There it is. A high drive out into right. He took advantage of that new life, and a It's 1-0 Braves.
Ronald Acuna Jr. added another home run in the sixth inning, and Ozzie Albies had a three-hit night with one RBI and scored two runs. 7:54, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department now still there at Highway 90 at LaRue Steiner Road and also Eliza Jordan Road North at Tanner Williams, and some delays across the Bayway. Westbound I-10 where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect, and traveling downtown near the tunnel, you'll see heavier traffic. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available for $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A new football stadium and now a new donor has USA saying, "Go Jags!" The south terrace of the new stadium will now be known as the Michelob Ultra Terrace, courtesy of a $1 million gift from Budweiser Busch Distributing. The section will feature six levels of terraces that can be used as standing room viewing areas or reconfigured as a staging area for concerts. Director of Athletics Dr. Joel Erdman says that the intent of the space was, quote, to bring a tailgating atmosphere into the stadium. Alex Atkins, her brother Jim, and nephew Chris were the generous donors. Monday's announcement was timed to coincide with the 54th anniversary of the founding of Budweiser Busch Distributing. Previous major gifts include $10 million from Hancock Whitney Bank for stadium naming rights, $5 million from Abraham A. Mitchell for field naming rights, and a commitment of $2.5 million from the Mobile County Commission for an academic center. The stadium is expected to be Jags ready by the 2020 season. Go Jags. Well, sparks are flying in a great way as Alabama Power and Bishop State Community College. They're joining forces. A training program for electric utility linemen will soon be offered at the college's Southwest campus on Dolphin Island Parkway in Mobile. So as part of the program, students will even get to renovate an on-campus building. The new training facility will include three classrooms as well as a learning lab and an outdoor hands-on learning area where linemen can practice their trade. The purpose of the training center is to prepare students to work as linemen for Alabama Power, and at the training center, students will learn the fundamentals of electricity as well as the basics of math and science needed to work on power lines. There will also be an emphasis on working safety. So Bishop State President Dr. Reginald Sykes says, quote, "This is yet another example of Bishop State providing workforce training for the Mobile County area. It's a 10-week program. It's set to begin next year. Up to 20 students will be accepted. If you'd like more information, call 251-405-7082. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 758 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Plus, Quinn Hilliard joins us. Common Core is the top of his stack of things to talk about. We'll do that next.